All right, all right. Welcome back to Dirty Secrets of Small Business. I'm Adam Sonhalter.
Hello, Adam.
Hello,
I'm Jack Mancini.
All right. And this is our Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business, kind of Goldman 10 for 10 corner that we do with the guests that we have on every month who are Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business graduates. And so Christina was in the program a few years back, and that's actually how we met, as I explained before. I was looking for Goldman Sachs graduates, and she was very proudly waving her hand and saying, hey, that's me. So part of what we like to do with this segment, Christina, is we want to help you give people a sense. Because, again, the idea is if you've got some folks who are out there who may be thinking about something like this, and I always like to start to say, you know, when you first heard about the program, you know, what, you know, kind of where were you at that time? And when you heard about it, what were you thinking? Say, hey, this seems like a good idea for me to dedicate every Friday for the next 13 weeks to leave my business and go do this stuff, because it seems like a big commitment. Now, the price is right, as we know. It's free from a cost standpoint. They offer the scholarships to everybody, I go. But it's a big commitment. So what did you hear? Kind of where were we? Said, hey, this sounds like a great idea to do.
Well, it's not just a big commitment. First of all, it is in English.
Right.
And I said, oh, my goodness. Okay. But anyways, I'm like a sponge. I need education all the time. I'm very curious, and I need to get better in things that I'm not. And I said, okay, if I'm going to do this well and grow this business, I need to have a large spectrum of knowledge. Who can give that to me? So I came across 10,000 Small Business. I went to the interview, and I had all the bullet points that they need to have to accept someone there, and I start. Was definitely one of the best things that I did. Not just because, okay, a lot of things that they teach you, we know already, but you have so much other things that you don't know. And not just the classes, but let's start with having inside the same class. I was in cohort 14. That was about four years ago, probably.
I think they're on 22,
yeah,
something like that.
Something
now.
Like okay. this.
All right. Yeah.
So we had 30 other people inside the same class. So 30 other business owners. So you have all this exchange information, because there is one thing that I say all the time is, it is being a business owner of a small business. It's a very solitary position.
Very lonely at the
very.
Top. There's a cliche that talks about that, and it's very true. It's lonely at the top.
You don't know where to go.
That's right.
You don't know where to go when you have a problem. Oh, my gosh, what am I going to do with an employee? What am I going to do with my cash flow? Well, you have no idea. So it is kind of, you have 30 other people inside the same class for 15 weeks, right? And you become really close to each other, really close. And you feel comfortable to ask, to share. You know, it is fun. It is, of course, it is a lot of time. There is a lot of time, but you live there with so much more. I loved every aspect. No, I'm lying. The financial was painful.
I was wait a minute. I know there's certain things.
Oh, my gosh. Was painful. Yeah, I'm not good with my numbers. But you know what? I learned things.
Right.
I know how to read my P&L. I know how to, I'm not an expert, but I know my numbers today.
Sure, you understand. Right.
I understand my numbers. And I figured it out. That's true. Something that everybody says, you need to know your numbers.
So,
you don't grow your business. Simple like that.
So when you were going in, you were thinking about the idea. You described yourself as a sponge. I want to get better. I want to learn stuff. So you figured, hey, this is a good place to kind of go. I'm going to learn stuff. You're probably thinking more about the instructors at that point in terms of what you were going to learn, in terms of those things. Maybe you weren't thinking as much about your fellow business owners until And then all of a sudden you get in there that first day, and I got to believe all of a sudden that light bulb went off pretty quickly, it sounds like, in terms of, and again, as you mentioned before, you love people, right? So I imagine you had 30 new friends.
Absolutely.
By the end of day one already.
People, absolutely.
Everybody knew who you were, and you're kind of going there and say, so again, you had expectations about what you were going to learn, and you did learn some of the stuff from you know, like you said, I kind of knew that stuff already, but I learned it in a different way, but boy, these 30 people are just like me, all of a sudden, I'm learning from them like crazy.
It is funny because you go to the first day and you are very kind of quiet and concerned and behaving.
Can you see that?
Oh yeah.
I was. First day. I said first just day. The first
you, you
day.
Okay. You gotta be quiet once you.
And you and you see and you start as the time goes and you start to see that everyone is like you. Say they don't know
right.
the same things that you don't know. They are normal like you are,
right?
Right? So mm-hmm. we are everybody in the same boat, and some people have a very knowledge with the financials. I have a better knowledge with sales. Another one with, HR
right.
department or things like this. But it doesn't matter. We start to connect with each other.
Yeah, and together you got all the elements of business.
Exactly.
In the room. Yeah.
And the other thing is, I was talking to you before we start here, that I was in Broadview Heights this week.
Right.
It is a customer in my class from 10,000 Small Business. So we keep going and we meet each other. We try to meet every month, but, every other month kind of we still get
the
together.
Folks, for those of you who aren't familiar with the program, like Christina's describing, you have 30 people in the class and they'll take it and break it down into groups of like five or six, right? So you have a small
yes.
kind of group. So the folks get together. Is it that small group of yours that gets together? Or it's the whole.
The whole thing, of course, of the 30th. Not everybody right. goes every time, but we keep in contact. We have a WhatsApp group. We have our Facebook group. We keep in contact as much as we can.
Right.
Of course, you're gonna be closer to some people, not as closer to other, but. That how it goes. But it was a fantastic experience. Fantastic experience.
What's funny is, Jack and I have gotten involved the last couple of years with some of the later segments. We've been the only non-bankers that get invited to the banking presentation stuff. And they come in and people talk about, what it's like to work with a coach or a mentor and stuff like that. But it's funny because you walk in at that point, you're at week 12, week 13,
mm-hmm.
and you can just feel... You can feel the camaraderie in the room,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, it's like it's like going through. I never went through boot camp, but Jack did. You have that where again you come in as strangers, and 3 months later you're walking out like you said as best friends because you've come in, you've shared a bunch of stuff, you've helped each other.
Absolutely.
So it creates that bond,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of the things again. We at this point we've probably talked on this show with about 15 or 18 graduates,
mm-hmm.
and that's a common theme going through almost all of them where they're just like, wow, it's just like. What did the one person call? I think she called it like my group of workaholic friends. It was something my workaholic support group, something like that. I was like, okay.
Some kind of support
yeah,
group.
She's like,
yeah,
so it's like I wasn't even sure I needed this until I got there. I was like, wait a minute, this is what I've been looking for, and all of a sudden, and here it is, and it just kind of came out of that.
Yes.
Right? And so.
And you know what? Not just that. One thing that I completely got what I was saying, but yes, you become very 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 good friends. Very. There is. I just remember what I was saying. You have the tendency when you put a lot of business owners together, and you start to say, "Oh, how is your business? How are you doing? Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, business is doing super well."
There's
and
not
you
a
just
bad
think,
business.
I said,
there's not
oh
a bad
my gosh,
business
this,
in the country.
Oh, it stinks
right?
in here.
Are
doesn't
you
it?
Kidding
yeah,
me?
Right?
And after you look and say. This is not right. This is not true. It's not good. My goodness, how am I going to do the payroll? My goods, my cash flow, things like this. Right. And that's how you start with this same attitude by the third class. So, what?
Everyone is laying,
everyone is the same boat
out.
Here.
Yeah.
And this is what I love. That's what.
Well, this is a big reason why we started the show 4 years ago. We call it "Dirty Secrets of Small Business" because there's all these kind of things. Like your point, we know it. Again, Jack and I have been doing this for so long, and we've been involved. So we know it's the case. It's like, why isn't anybody talking about this stuff? It's like it's real. You shouldn't feel so isolated and solitary as you're describing and saying, "Well, I'm the only one." Well, they all say they're doing great. Maybe it's only me who's having this problem. So what I do is instead of opening up about it, I clam up about it
yes.
and I keep it internally. We see it way too much. And so it's a fantastic thing that the Goldman Prep
yeah.
is one of the things that does it to help to bring that out of people. It's fantastic,
mm-hmm.
And it's a lasting thing. And again, that bond you mentioned, you guys are sticking together. So they aren't perfect, though. I'm sure they do good stuff. But if
yeah.
As you look back now, again, it's been a few years. Could you think of anything that, hey, if they had tweaked this or done something better, or maybe it's not the program itself, maybe it's something after the program in terms of, hey, it'd be really cool if they had this, or this is a way to be able to make it even better than it's been? Anything that comes to mind as you reflect upon that?
You know, I don't know if I can answer these questions to you well, because like you said, it was so many years ago.
All right.
I don't know how it's happening today. But, you know, for example, maybe they could do the financial part a little bit shorter.
So shorter or longer?
That was painful, trust me. Oh my goodness.
It's 2 days, two full days, is that right? Or three?
No, they have, in my case, were about two Tuesdays. Huh. I used to go Friday. Friday was the full day.
Right.
Financial was for two consecutive weeks, Tuesday, from kind of 5 to 10.
Oh, geez. After a full day, you're going in, oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So, no, but I'm just kidding. It was very important.
Right.
But at some point, my brain was like smushed, so I couldn't think anymore. But anyways, this was one thing that was a little bit very hard. But other than that, I had fun all the time. Wow. I love it.
I'm gonna guess there aren't too many places you don't have fun, because if you aren't having fun, you're probably gonna find something else. You bring the fun with you.
I will.
Which is okay.
I will, for sure.
It's one of the things we talked about in terms of, again, knowing what we do from a day to day, from a coaching standpoint. There's so much that the program covers in 13 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we describe it as that big fire hose that they open it up and they throw it at you, and you try to bring it and drink as much of it as you can, but it's so hard to learn this stuff in just 13 weeks. And
almost impossible.
It's almost impossible. Yeah. Yes, it would be nice if you could do twice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And also, I think...
Oh, kind of like a refresher to kind of go back?
Refresher,
okay.
Yes.
All right, that's a good idea.
And the other thing is, I think it depends on where you are in your business.
Sure.
You know, what phase are you? Do you have your business for 1 year, or you have your business for 10 years? You are going to learn in a different way.
Right.
But I answer to you, I think a refresher would be wonderful. Okay. Wonderful.
That makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, what do you get from the group? The group that now meets, how often do you meet? Twice a month?
Usually the idea would be once a month. Everybody's invited. Some people go, some people don't go. We don't meet everyone every month. You know, I don't go for a while now, but we know what's going on, and when I can go, I go.
You have a
otherwise
structure, like an agenda that or you just kind of come together and
no,
somebody
just
pours
have
a
fun
scotch and we go from there, huh?
No, it's literally how you are doing, how is business going, but because we know each other.
It's a real discussion. It isn't the, everything's okay, right?
Yes,
exactly. It's a real discussion.
Yes, it's something more, I'm having this difficult here. It is not an accountability group. See, I know some of the cohorts, they still today have, once a month they meet each other, and they have kind of accountability group.
Okay,
so you say that you are going to do this, your short-term goals, is this your long-term goal, is that, and people ask you how you are doing, come on, what, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
But we in my cohort, we never did that.
They're the partying cohort, Jack, I think is what happened.
So,
they have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
exactly.
Christina leads the pack.
I lead the pack? No.
That's part of that support group. Again, that's a big part of it, just to have it. And you have your people. You have the people that know
yes.
you can go in and just... It's. I think you're describing, Christina, it's so hard to just kind of be yourself at times, especially as the owner, because all the eyes are on you. All the people that work for you think you have all the answers,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, if it's hard to kind of be open and honest with them, because, again, if you worry about something, well, they say, well, gee, if she's worried about that, well, should I be worried? So there's certain things you can't talk to your team about.
That's true.
You just can't.
That's true.
And so to have that safe place to be able to kind of go and do that, even if it's, they aren't holding you accountable. But again, just to talk about sometimes, just talking through stuff, often the ideas kind of come. They may say, hey, would you try this or do that? Or, why don't we get together and we'll talk next week, and you can have a little sidebar. But again, it's helpful just to be able to talk freely about some
exactly.
of this stuff.
But thinking something different, I think that we should have some kind of agenda. You know, like, okay, what was your highlight of the month? What's happened that was a good thing or a bad thing,
right.
personal or business, because when you have a small business, everything that's personal is going to influence.
That's right. We should have something like that, a little more structure.
More structured. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that, Christina. It's fantastic to hear another example of the experience with the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program. When we come back, I want to delve a little back. We touched on it a little bit at the beginning, but I want to talk about I'm calling it a seizure that you had when you invited Fernando into the business. We'll talk more about how that happened, how that's kind of going, and we'll talk about what the future holds for you and for Fully Promoted Cleveland. So stick around. I'm Adam Sonhalter.
And I'm Jack Mancini.
And stay tuned. We got more Dirty Secrets of Small Business coming your way here on Integrity Radio, WINT 1330 AM, 101.5 FM, and online, WINTradio.com.